and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. Why don't you just relax? You should play a game with me.
I can't. I've got to go to the gym.
But you hate going to the gym.
I know, it's so boring, but I need the exercise.
I wish there was some way to make exercise more interesting and fun.
Me too.
Oh, hey, look, I just saw this cool article online about AG6.
AG6, check this out.
What's that? It says here that it's a gym that makes exercising into a game.
A game?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that. That's
now,
so cool.
Yeah, but now, Erin, you are forgetting about our students over there. They probably want to learn about age 6 too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Elsie. Let's share this information so that everyone can see how fun it is to exercise.
Thank you. And we're going to do just that in today's article. So let's get started.
Reading.
AG6, gym or video game? Exercise is important, but it's not always very fun, especially at a gym. That's why a gym in New York City is making exercise like a video game. The gym, asphalt green, has lights on the floors and walls that guests hit as part of their workout. This has helped turn dull into challenging games. This new workout, called AG6, is an intense 45-minute class. It's considered high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. The idea is for the body to work hard for short periods of time. It keeps burning calories after the workout. To do this in AG6, guests push themselves at stations. At one station, they quickly throw a ball at circles that light up on a wall. At another, they hop from square to square as each one lights up. Music and lights let people know when to rest and when to get. At AG6, there's no such thing as a boring workout.
So today's article starts out by saying, exercise is important, but it's not always very fun, especially at a gym. Now they've got that right. I hate going to the gym.
To a lot of people, working out is very exhausting and boring. However, we get to the exciting part straight away. Next, the article says, that's why a gym in New York is making exercise like a real-life video game.
Now, I've always wondered what it's like to be in a video game.
I wonder if you get points.
Maybe. And if you get a lot of points, maybe you get something free from the gym. That would be such a cool idea.
I'll definitely start going to do that if they did.
Me too. Now, let's find out a bit more about the gym. The article says, the gym, asphalt green, that's the name of it, has lights on the floors and walls that guests hit as part of their workout. Now, the noun workout, spelled W-O-R-K-O-U-T, workout, is a period of exercise. For example, if you go for a run, that could be called a workout. If you lift weights at a gym, that's a workout too. So it doesn't matter what the exercise is. A workout is just any period of time that's spent exercising. For another example, we could say, I go to the gym during the week, but on the weekends, I do my workout at yoga class.
Workout, 名词, 运动。如果我们把呢 work 跟 out 拆成两个字分开呢，它就会变成一个动词片语哦。For example, we can say, I have to work out this weekend because I've been gaining weight.
Now, let's see how these lights are changing people's workouts. The article says...This has helped turn dull routines into challenging games. Now, the adjective dull, spelled D-U-L-L, dull, has a very simple meaning. It means boring or not interesting. For example, this teacher's lessons are so dull that I fall asleep in class almost every day.
Dull, 无聊的，乏味的。文章当中提到的 dull routines 无聊的例行性事物，也就是呢例行性的运动，也可以把它变成 challenging games.
Now the next adjective we want to look at here is challenging. It's spelled C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-I-N-G, challenging. Now it means that something is difficult to do, but in an interesting or enjoyable way. For example,I prefer challenging activities like rock climbing to boring activities like watching TV.
Challenging, 富有挑战性的，它是一个形容词。那这边跟同学们补充哦，字尾的 ing 呢，如果你把它去掉，再加上一个 e, challenge 就是挑战，它可以当名词使用。Rock climbing is a challenge to me.、那这个字呢也可以当作动词哦。Rock climbing challenges me.
Right. Now we also saw the phrase turn A into B in that sentence. We use this phrase when we make one thing into something else. In this case, AG6 made boring exercise into challenging games.Another example could be, the lake turns into ice every winter when the temperature drops.
Turn A into B,、也就是 change A into B 的意思，将 A 转变为 B.
Good. So what actually happens in this workout? Let's find out. The article says, the new workout called AG6 is an intense 45-minute class.That doesn't sound very long, but if it's intense, it might be a
very long time.
Right? Yeah. So let's look at intense. It's spelled I-N-T-E-N-S-E, intense. Now this means that something is felt very strongly or in an extreme way. For example, the government is warning people to drink water and stay inside during this period of intense heat. That means it's very, very hot, almost in a dangerous way.
Intense, 激烈的，密集的，是一个形容词。
Now, I remember at some point in this summer in Taiwan, it was 40 degrees, which is very intense heat.
Yes.
And I stayed inside.Because it was not very
with
nice
the air conditioning on, right?
I found even my air conditioner had a very hard time working.
So how did you deal with that?
Well, I just drank a lot of water.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And just waited for it to stop, I guess. Now, the article continues to tell us about the new workout. It says, it's considered high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, spelled with two I's.Now, the verb consider, spelled C-O-N-S-I-D-E-R, consider, means to think of someone or something in a particular way, or to have an opinion about something. For example, don't tell someone they look old. It's considered rude in this country.
Yes, it is. Consider 是认为的意思。Be considered.后面加上名词或形容词的话呢，代表的是被认为是如何如何的。那 consider 呢，还有另外一个意思是考虑、思考，也就是 think about.
Now, is it considered rude to call someone old in this country?
Yes, it is.
And it is also the same in Canada.
I think it's
probably the same
the
everywhere,、
yeah.
right? So now we already looked at the adjective intense.Now we're seeing the noun intensity, which is spelled I-N-T-E-N-S-I-T-Y, intensity. Here, the noun intensity means strength. So high intensity here means that the activity is going to require a lot of strength to do it. You have to be very strong. Another way we could use intensity in a sentence is, the intensity of the thunderstorm scared the children, so they hid under their blankets.
我们刚刚呢学到了 intense 是形容词激烈的密集的，那这边呢我们看到它的名词 intensity.
Mm-hmm. Now we also saw the noun interval spelled I-N-T-E-R-V-A-L, interval. Now an interval is a period of time that takes place between two events. So at the gym, that could mean you start by running, that's your first activity, then move on to push-ups, is your second activity.
Mm-hmm.
Now the period of time in between running and push-ups is called an interval, and in this gym, you use the interval to rest. Now another example, we could say the interval between each class is 10 minutes in order to give students time to get to the next classroom.
Interval, 间隔距离，那刚刚例句提到的interval time 也就是 break time 下课时间的意思、
mm-hmm.
So what exactly is HIIT?
Well, let's find out what the point of high intensity interval training is. The article says the idea is for the body to work hard for short periods of time so that it keeps burning calories after the workout. Let's look at this word period, spelled P-E-R-I-O-D, period. It's a noun, and it's the amount of time during which something happens. For example, the teacher gave her students a period of 20 minutes to work on their assignment.
Period, 一段时间。A period of 20 minutes,、mm-hmm. 一段二十分钟的时间。那同学们注意哦， period 也可以当我们一堂课来说。
Now the noun calorie, spelled C-A-L-O-R-I-E,calorie is used to measure the amount of energy that food produces. For example, there are more calories in a piece of apple pie than there are in an apple.
Calorie, 卡路里复数，那就在字尾加上 s 变成 calories. To burn calories 就是燃烧卡路里啦。I got a question.、
Mm-hmm.
How many calories...does a person need to consume during one day?
Well, it's different for every person、mm-hmm. based on if they're male or female and、mm-hmm. how small or heavy they are.
Oh,
so their weight
depends、
changes.
On their、like,
yes.
kgs, but, how much、
yeah.
weight do they
how
have?
How much weight they have.、Mm-hmm. So I think for a woman about my size, it's about 1,200 calories a day.
1,200?、
Mm-hmm. Now you have to be really careful because if you look at the side of each food product,、
mm-hmm.
it will tell you how many calories、
yeah.
are in it. But sometimes if there's a lot of sugar in those foods, you'll get...a lot more calories than you want.
Oh, because、mm-hmm. sugar turns into calories.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Now, so the point of the exercise is to burn the calories or get rid of the calories. The article tells us how the exercise does that. It says, to do this in AG6, guests push themselves at a number of stations.
Here the stations are training stations,、
mm-hmm.
也就是训练站。在每一段时间当中呢，学员们必须到不同的训练站完成不同的任务。
Now let's hear about these stations. The article says, at one station, they quickly throw a ball at circles that light up on a wall. Now the phrase light up means that a light starts to shine. For example,the car's warning sign just lit up. Let's pull over and check what's wrong.
Light up, 点亮. So when guests see a circle that lights up on the walls, they have to throw a ball at the circle.
Right. So when the person is looking at the wall, there will be circles that light up,、
mm-hmm.
and the person has to throw a ball at the wall to hit it. It will probably happen in different areas of the wall too, so they have to run in between.Now, the article tells us about another station. It says, at another, they hop from square to square as each one lights up.
So there are squares on the floor, mm-hmm. and you have to hop to them when they start to shine. Mm-hmm. That's why the article mentioned the gym has lights on the floors and walls.
Right. You might wonder how you know when to rest and when to exercise. The article tells us that too. It says, music and lights let people know when to rest and when to get sweaty.
It really does sound like a video game. Mm-hmm. It's got all the action, the lights, and the music to go with it.
It certainly sounds more interesting than the exercise I get to do, and that's exactly the point. The last line of today's article says, at age 6, there's no such thing as a boring workout.
That brings us to the end of today's article, so let's wrap up with our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, what is your favorite kind of exercise and why? What about you, Elsie?
I like to swim. I like to stay in the water, avoiding the heat, especially in summer.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. you, Erin?
Well, I really like doing yoga.
Yoga?
Now, I do a kind of hot yoga, mm-hmm. which in the summer is not always very easy to do.
But you do it in the gym, right?
I go in the gym, mm-hmm. but they don't have any AC on.
So no AC on?
No, so there's no AC. So there's maybe 30 people in a room, and we're all doing yoga.
And it's hot
and
yoga?
And it's really hot in there. But what that does is it makes you sweat. All the water comes out. So you have to drink lots and lots and lots of water throughout the day so that you have enough to come
yeah.
out.
And so it's a very intense exercise,
right? It is
right?
a very intense mm-hmm. exercise. It's not a lot of fun when you're doing it. But when you're finished, you feel so much better. All mm-hmm. of the bad things in your body have come out, and you have stretched, and your muscles feel really good. So that's my favorite type of mm-hmm. exercise. Now, what about you guys? What kind of exercise do you guys like to do? Do you like to run, play basketball, go to the gym? Maybe you like to go hiking in the mountains, especially in the summer when it's hot.
Mm.
Talk about it with your friends and your uh-huh. classmates. Answer the question. And
for now, we are going to say goodbye to our students.
That's right. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
AG6, gym or video game? Exercise is important, but it's not always very fun, especially at a gym. That's why a gym in New York City is making exercise like a real-life video game. The gym, Asphalt Green, has lights on the floors and walls that guests hit as part of their workout. This has helped turn dull routines into challenging games. This new workout, called AG6, is an intense 45-minute class. It's considered high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. The idea is for the body to work hard for short periods of time, so that it keeps burning calories after the workout. To do this in AG6, guests push themselves at a number of stations. At one station, they quickly throw a ball at circles that light up on a wall. At another, they hop from square to square as each one lights up. Music and lights let people know when to rest and when to get sweaty. At AG6, there's no such thing as a boring workout.
Vocabulary Review.
Workout. That was a hard workout at the gym. Terry is really tired and sweaty now. Dull. Many people liked the movie, but Jane thought it was dull and slow. Challenging. Beating this video game was challenging. It took me months to finish it. Consider. Marcus considers this film the best of its kind. Period. The UK controlled Hong Kong for a period of 156 years, which ended in 1997.